This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Security Council has condemned the terrorist attack in Barcelona, which killed 13 people and wounded more than 100 others. The incident occurred on Thursday in the Les Ramblas district, a popular spot located in the heart of the Spanish city. The council has issued a statement reaffirming that all acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation. The 15 ambassadors underlined the need to bring to justice perpetrators, sponsors, and others responsible for what they described as these reprehensible acts. Members also expressed solidarity with the government and people of Spain, in addition to calling for an increase in global efforts to combat terrorism and violent extremism. Messages are coming in from senior UN officials across the globe in commemoration of World Humanitarian Day, observed this Saturday, August 19th. The day pays tribute to aid workers who risk their lives, providing humanitarian services to people affected by war, natural disasters, and other crises. The World Food Program, WFP, reports that conflict has driven 10 of its 13 largest operations. WFP Executive Director David Beasley said in Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen, where more than 20 million people are on the brink of famine, those involved in conflicts are increasingly targeting aid workers. He praised the courage and commitment of colleagues working on the front lines of hunger, often at great risk to their own personal safety, some of whom have been killed in the line of duty. Mr. Beasley mourned the deaths of 3 men who were working under contract for WFP who were shot dead in April in Wau, South Sudan. We'll have more on World Humanitarian Day later in the program. Public policies on mobility and integration are needed in Latin American countries that have received Haitian migrants in recent years. The recommendation has been made by the International Organization for Migration, IOM. The UN agency this week launched an assessment on Haitian migration to Mercosur countries, including Brazil, Chile, and Argentina between 2014 and 2016. The study found that Brazil had the highest number of these migrants, with 67,000 temporary and permanent residencies granted. However, the study found no robust correlation between migration access and access to health, education, housing, or employment. It recommends action that addresses entry and visa policies and mechanisms for integration. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.